The first Honda HR-V, its small SUV, was a square box with a chisel nose. It looked more like a pencil rubber. The latest model is far from that, more stylish and good room inside, including a very good luggage compartment. The Honda has strong angles and creases in its external design, especially at the front. It has a sloping roof and great-looking wheels. There's a clean but not ultra-modern dashboard interior, 7-inch infotainment screen, and Bluetooth connectivity was just a hassle. We drove the RS, which is their sporty model. It's just not sporty. 105 kilowatts. There's a Hyundai Kona small SUV with 130 kilowatts. Pottering around the city is fine, and Honda tells us it's the most popular small SUV in the private market. But rev it out and or drive on coarse bitumen country roads, and the noise is a bit too intrusive. Only available in two-wheel drive, the RS is $37,700 plus on-road costs. I'm David Brown.
There's never been a better time to buy a new car, SUV or ute. But before you hit your local dealership, do a little research at carreviewcentral.com.au. Some of the latest reviews available include the 2020 Toyota Supra GT. You can also check out a review of the Mitsubishi ASX Exceed, the plug-in hybrid Hyundai Ioniq Premium, Toyota's new people mover, the Granvia, and from the same stable, the Toyota CHR Hybrid. Those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.